Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl and this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast. This isn't one of our standard shows, this is an update. Between shows to keep you updated. So, Pete, why the update?
Well, Carl, there's been a huge, massive product launch today. Can you tell us about that?
No.
No, I didn't think you have. This is probably one of the quietest product launches ever. Today, on Tuesday the 6th of May, a brand new TV service was launched, and its name is...
Pass.
In actual fact, it's FreeSat.
Pardon me?
FreeSat, we've talked about it in...
Yeah, no, it's all right. I missed it, just like the launch.
Absolutely. We talked about it a few shows back and again last show. It's basically a free-to-view satellite TV service from the BBC and ITV.
Oh, right. And did it go out for launch?
Well, the official launch was at 11 o'clock today, but it was probably one of the quietest launches out there. Not a lot of press coverage. I think it made the national radio news. It might even have been on telly, but it was a really, really quiet launch. So we're going to tell you a little bit about exactly what has launched. Basically, this is FreeSat.
FreeSat, go for it.
So what you'll find on there is a whole load of channels, mainly the ones you'll find on Freeview, but with a few more. They're offering 80 TV and radio channels, and you basically need a satellite dish and a special decoder to get these channels.
What channels?
Well, you've obviously got the main ones, BBC One, BBC Two, ITV and Channel 4.
What about 5?
Not yet. So the other channels you can find E4, More4, ITV2, ITV3, BBC Three, BBC News, CBeebies, CITV... So the fairly standard set.
Everything you can get on terrestrial?
On digital terrestrial. There are a few ones that you don't get, though. True Movies, Movies for Men, Euro News.
What are Movies for Men?
Yeah, I was confused. I thought it was some adult entertainment thing, but it's kind of adventure movies and war and western stuff for some reason.
So relatively disappointing, really.
If you're expecting Movies for Men, yes.
So hold on a minute, does that have Tomb Raider? Because is that technically a movie for a man or a woman? I'm not too sure.
Don't go there. Definitely for women, though. Wedding TV is also on the lineup.
One of my personal favourites.
Chart Show TV, and actually it's got the English service of Al Jazeera as well.
So it doesn't sound a lot more special than Freeview, so what's the point?
One thing they are offering is high definition. So if you want a high def service, at the moment you're tied to subscribing to Sky or to subscribing to Virgin, but this does offer free-to-view HD, which is quite nifty.
HD TV, there's one bonus, what else?
So Sky offer, what, about 18 channels of HD TV. Guess how many FreeSat's offering?
80.
One.
Definitely a benefit to buy.
They're only offering the BBC HD service at the moment. ITV's high-definition service is going to be launched in a couple of weeks. Interestingly, that's not going to be available on Sky, so that will be an exclusive to FreeSat. However, Channel 4's HD service is exclusive to Sky, so not available on FreeSat. Confused?
Do you want to try again?
So, as I say, you need a satellite dish for this. It's the same type of dish as you would get pointing at the Sky satellites. So if you've got an old Sky satellite dish pointing at the right satellite, that'll be fine. You also need a Freeview...
Sorry, where else did you point a satellite dish? To the Sky? Oh, that's a novel concept.
There's different satellites up there whooshing around, you know. This one's pointing at the Astra Eutelsat one. There's other ones up there, you know, there's Hotbird.
What, Telstar?
Anyway, so you need a satellite dish and you also need a set-top box. Anyone out there that's actually been trying to get hold of one of these set-top boxes today, launch day, we'll have had a field day. We tried a little experiment to see if we could actually find one available in the UK for sale anywhere.
And our survey said,
Absolutely. So on launch day, there are only four companies supplying set-top boxes. There's Argos, Currys, Comet and John Lewis.
That shouldn't be hard to find one then.
Exactly. So Argos, now they have five on their website. Some Grundigs, a little Bush and also a Humax model. So their website has five of these boxes available, but they're all out of stock and not available for collection in store.
That's not very helpful.
Now, there was a rumour on a website that if you go to Argos and ask, they actually had them stashed away out the back, but they weren't prepared to sell them yet.
How sneaky.
So I actually tried it. I went to a central London Argos and said, can I have a FreeSat? And he said, we've got one, but you can't have it.
What sort of shop's that?
That's what I thought. So I phoned Argos Customer Services and they said for quality control reasons, they were not selling the Bush or the Grundig units, only the Humax ones.
Okay, so you got a Humax one, yeah?
Yeah, they haven't got any of those either. So I tried to...
This is a great shop, you know. Yes, you can touch, but you cannot buy.
So I tried Currys and they said, yes, we have plenty of FreeSat boxes, and tried to sell me the free service that Sky TV offer. which confusingly enough is also called FreeSat.
Super.
So when I explained that wasn't what I was after, they hadn't heard of it. They were confused.
Confused.com.
I phoned Comet. They said, yes, we've heard of it, but we aren't getting any stock for 2 weeks.
Should have gone to Specsavers.
John Lewis, nothing on their website. We called them. They had one in stock. By the time we tried to reserve it, it had gone.
So they didn't make you haggle for it.
They weren't prepared to not sell it to me, which is something. But in the end, we were victorious thanks to our local Currys branch. They had one in stock. They didn't quite know what it was, but at least they hadn't sold it yet. I think mainly because they didn't know what it was. So here is a very elusive set-top box. Look.
Hummux.
Or Humax, as it's more correctly pronounced.
Spelled H-U-M-A-X.
So, quick description.
It's a black box. It's a flight recorder, yeah?
Give it here. So, it's got a very odd... It's got a little slot there that you put a card in, but there's no slot.
So, what's happened to the slot?
Well, because it's free, you don't need a card. So, they left the card, the bit where the card slot would go, but there's no card because it's a free service.
I like the way the little door opens and closes. The shame is pointless.
There's nothing in there. It's a great shame, isn't it? On the back of it, we have one of those. What's that?
Is that for an aerial? It's for a LNB in.
Yeah, so that's the feed from the satellite dish. Got one LNB in, two SCART sockets, one HDMI, which is for...
High-definition television.
Correct. Ethernet and a USB. Let's talk about this being able to, in the future, connect to video-on-demand services. So it's got an internet port and a USB port, but I don't think they're doing anything yet. And we've also got the usual phonos for a component out, video out, audio left and right, and a little switch that goes between RGB and component. It's also got a spdf. So that is the Humax box. Nice.
That's beautiful.
What I quickly want to do is just show you a couple of screenshots. Now, we haven't got a satellite TV in the studio, but I want to just show you what the thing...
Why? Who stole it?
So that's what the programme guide looks like.
Well, that's quite nice. A sleek black page, a bit like Sky's layout in a different background, really.
So what you've got here is, you know the four coloured remote control buttons you've got? This lets you toggle between table, list, schedule and find, so you can find your TV programmes, which is quite nifty. And if I move on to that, that's the bar, the little pop-up bar that appears telling you what you're watching now and next. Signal strength there, how far into the programme you are, what kind of programme it is, that sort of thing. So it's not a bad little interface, looks quite good. Pops up over the TV picture.
Yeah, it's nice. The TV picture, tell me about it. Doesn't look good quality on that.
Well, you're looking at a static screenshot. It's actually remarkably good quality. This is the HD model and it does actually produce pretty good pictures.
Fantastic.
What we're going to do is in the next show we'll give this a more thorough review and talk about the service in a bit more detail, but we know there's a few of you out there keen to find out what FreeSat has to offer, so we thought this little update would be quite handy.
Absolutely, thank you for that. Are you going to put this all on the website though, so that they can go and have a sneaky peeky?
Absolutely, there's not that many pictures of this out there, so we'll put a few photos of the box and a few screenshots up on our website, frequencycast.co.uk/freesat.html.
Great, thanks Pete. That's it for this Frequency Cast update. If you have any questions about FreeSat, contact us, leave a voicemail message on 0208 133 4567. You can also send us an email from our Contact Us link on our website, or you can send us a text message from your mobile phone on 0788 2043 521. Remember,
our next show will be out on the 1st of June, so make sure you sign up and subscribe to the show to get it delivered straight to your box.
So that's it from us. Bye now.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.